NBL season might be over, but the NBL free agency and player movement period starts next week. So we thought it was a good time to get Dean Vickerman, coach of Melbourne United, on the line. Afternoon, Dean.
Good afternoon.
Dean, before we get stuck into that, just as a basketball fan yourself, what did you make of the grand final series, which had a bit of everything, tension between the coaches, some great basketball, some great defense, physicality? What did you make of it as a series?
Yeah, firstly, I love the five-game series. We haven't got to the point of, going to the NBA of a seven-game series yet. But, when you being a part of, New Zealand's championships and traveling, it always adds that extra element to it when, you're going, across country as well as playing that series. But, yeah, it did. It had a bit of everything, some injuries to Sydney early on. Games won on the road and then games won at home. So, and it came down to the last 3 minutes. Sydney got on a nice little run in that last 3 minutes. And so, deserving back-to-back champions.
You mentioned you like the best of five, which I think everyone would agree with. Do you think there'll be a day where we go to best of seven for a grand final series like the NBA?
Yeah, I'm not sure. We've found a really good window where our league sits and, right in between football seasons over the summer. And I think, it's a challenge to extend our season too much, having FIBA windows, locked into our season as well, where there's a couple of 10-day breaks. And, I think we're packing as many games in as we can at the moment. So might be a challenge, but I think just the drama of a five-game series, what happens from game to game is pretty special.
Just on scouting for potential players for Melbourne United or any NBL team, obviously Australia's a long way from the rest of the world. It's a worldwide sport, so there's players from all over the world you might be interested in. How wide can you cast your net when scouting players, and how difficult is it to be across all the potential players you'd like to sign?
It's a long conversation, that one, but as we try and scout the world, but this period right now, obviously we're really looking at local talent, Australians that are playing overseas, Australians and New Zealanders, guys in college that are coming out, and obviously the free agents that were within our league, and obviously the Asian player rule, the next star rule, is something that we've obviously look at through this period as well. So we want to expand our own Melbourne United scouting, and we've gone different ways, having a guy in America that we use, or having some local scouting. But we want to advance and try and have a few more people around the world that can really help us with our information.
Had a pretty big squad turnover at the end of last season. How active will you be in this period?
Yeah, we only have Chris Goulding and Shay Ely signed at this time, and we feel like we're in a really good place with Ariel Huck-Porty to get him to come back, coming off a season-ending injury last year. And so we've got a lot of spaces, and over this next week, we'll make sure that we've got the guys locked in from our current roster, and then we'll be pretty active in free agency.
You mentioned Chris there going over to play in Paris. Is that a long conversation you have with Chris about a move like that, or is that something you just see that is just going to help his game even further?
Yeah, I think before COVID, that was kind of, and when our league was structured and the timing of it was allowed players to potentially pick up 2 or 3 months in Europe. And I think that's allowed us to keep a player like Chris Goulding in Australia, where they can play our season and still go and have that short European experience and not have them over there for 10 months. So, I think it's a real positive thing for our league to have our guys when they're finished here to get that little experience overseas.
So, been a Melbourne United coach, Dean Vickerman. NBL free agency starts next week. A lot of names obviously get thrown around at this time of the year. Dean, Luke Travis is one that's been mentioned as potentially on Melbourne United's radar. Is that a player you're actively pursuing?
Yeah, we can't obviously say too much at this stage before free agency opens. And Will McDowell-White, Luke Travers are going to be, two of the highest prizes out of, you know, this free agency market. You know, some really high level talent that, you know, on the fringe of playing high level Europe or NBA. And so, you know, any guy like that, I'm sure every team's going to, you know, make sure they do find a way or see if they actually totally fit with their roster to try and win a championship.
Now, as you're probably quite well aware, Andrew Bogut's not short of an opinion. He suggested on his podcast that you might have one more year at Melbourne United before looking to coach overseas. Any truth to that?
Yeah, I've got 1 year left on my contract at the moment. you know, we've had good conversations with the club about, you know, what it looks like moving forward. And so, yeah, hopefully, you know, I'd love to be in Melbourne as long as possible. And, you know, we'll see what progresses with that.
Is there an itch to scratch in terms of coaching overseas?
Oh, certainly, you know, a number of friends have gone to the Asian market at the moment. You know, Paul Inari that coached with us, and you know, obviously I was with Andre Lamas for a long time in New Zealand, and you know, hearing their stories about coaching overseas in Japan and using an interpreter, and you know, just a different experience. So it's been really fun listening to their stories and how they've enjoyed coaching overseas. And but yeah, you know, my family's at an age where, you know, I think I'd much rather be in Melbourne and be in the NBL and the growth of the league and our club for as long as I could.
Yeah, I'm sure all Melbourne United fans would agree. Dean, always generous with your time. Thanks again, and good luck during this free agency period.
Thank you.
Great to have Dean Vickerman, coach of Melbourne United, on.